On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, we chat about the Grand Ole Opry, Barbie's home state, and how you could be making more money than Amazon CEO.
That is something that I would be interested in, because I am definitely not.
Until everybody goes out and buys our book,
right?
Yeah, that'll give us
that'll
some Amazon money.
Is that how the podcast works?
I wish. But We Don't Know Either. It's a new book. It is awesome. It has trivia. You can play at home, play with your friends, ship it to your grandmother in whatever state she's from. Maybe it's the same state Barbie's from. Who knows? We don't know either. It's easy to remember. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode number 322 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Just the three of us again. Claire, thank you so much for joining us. I'm assuming you're listening because you want to come back on, and please
and
join us again.
The podcast is awesome.
Yeah.
That too.
You want to learn some stuff. So today's episode, we are going to talk about interesting things. We'll have a secret phrase that if you use at your trivia night, you'll get 5 bonus points.
How many bonus points?
5 bonus points.
5 bonus points.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's what we're going to do. Michael, why don't you kick us off with your fact? We're going right into it today.
Okay. So, and I'm sure you guys get this as well when you host. When we play music in between rounds, the one comment I get most often is, please, please, play more country music.
It depends a lot on the crowd, but I have heard that.
Have you really? I was actually being super sarcastic.
Yeah, no. I've heard that.
Someone asked me, they're like, Lindsay, you know that Spotify has other things beside Taylor Swift. And I'm like, does it though?
It does. It has the Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
That's true. That is my go-to workout mix. I like to really swing into them.
Wow.
All right, Michael,
anyway,
so what's your question? What's your fact?
It's pretty standard. Who is the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry?
The youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Wow. Okay, that is a very interesting question.
It is. It is somewhat recent as well because she was recently inducted.
I was just in Nashville last month, the beginning of April. I did not go to the Grand Ole Opry, but I knew that it existed and it was nearby and I could have gone if I wanted to. I wish that I would have, because I would have been a lot more prepared for this fact.
I think if I ever end up in Nashville, I'll probably go. I'm a big country music fan, as some know, but...
That's where you want to be. It's live music.
Absolutely.
Anywhere and everywhere. Highly, highly recommend. So how do you become a member of the Grand Ole Opry? Is it like a club?
Yeah, you have to be invited. The Grand Ole Opry, it started as a radio program and has since built
up. Is that the longest running radio program in the country, right?
I believe so. I believe in the U.S. anyway.
Mm, cool. Yeah, so in the country, yes.
In the country, yes.
Okay, so you have to be a member of the club.
Yeah, you have to be invited. So here, let me get down to membership here.
How many members are there?
Also a great question.
Very good question. These are questions that I did not prepare for in true me style.
Welcome to your first ever edition of the We Don't Know Either podcast, Michael.
Yes. Members do date back all the way to the 1920s. So.
Okay. Hmm. So, but no idea how many members there are.
Taking a quick look here. If you keep talking, there are 66 standing members.
Okay.
Oh, that's not as many as I would have thought.
Three of whom no longer perform. Over the course of the program's history, over 200 acts have held membership at some point in their lives.
Okay. So.
What do you get with a membership? Okay, I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry. What am I getting?
That, I believe it's just kind of a status thing.
I think it's you go to 9 shows, get the 10th show free kind of thing.
It's a punch card?
Yeah.
Do you get to perform at a specific place?
Well, yeah, you would perform as part of the Opry as well.
Okay, that is a very obvious question that you say it.
Lindsay, question for you. Name any member of the Grand Ole Opry. Michael's asking for the youngest.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton would be on there, I believe.
Okay, hey.
What's up?
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, inducted in 69.
Yeah. Okay, so I got one.
That's one.
That's all I got. Okay, I like country music, and I listened to it nonstop for a week after I came back from Nashville.
Sure.
But that does not help. So this is the youngest person. Can you give us an age, or would that make it obvious?
I believe she's 25. Let me double check that.
Is it Taylor Swift?
It is not Taylor Swift. I don't believe Taylor Swift.
Carrie Underwood?
No.
Great guess. That would be my next.
Solid guess.
Yeah, I mean, 20-something, right? Isn't she 20-something, or is she in her 30s
she's,
now?
I don't want to say she's in her 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, she is 25, this person.
Okay, so this is a young, known for country person.
Relatively new, if I'm going to give you guys any more hints. Relatively new on the country scene.
New on the country scene?
And to answer your question, Carrie Underwood's 36.
Oh, my
36.
God.
36.
Okay. Wait, no, because that would make me really old.
Time flies.
Are you just now catching that or?
A little bit.
Time flies. Okay, so this is relatively new. So if she's new, how did she get inducted?
Well,
she's just that good.
She's that good. Who? She's the first country artist. The only country female artist, including duos and groups, to claim number one with her first three consecutive singles.
Casey Musgraves,
another good guess, but no.
Who invited the person into the Grand Ole Opry?
It'd be Little Big Town.
Little Big Town invited her in.
I don't know, Miranda Lambert, but she's older than 25.
Right. Yes.
So this is a newer country. I don't know, Michael. Those were my guesses.
Okay, Nick, you have any guesses?
I have named every country music artist that I can currently name. Miranda Lambert, Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood.
If it helps, she was inducted by Carrie Underwood.
Patsy Cline.
A little north of 25 years old.
Yeah, but that's my list. I've named my four country artists.
Okay. Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh. Nick, you have no idea who that is.
No. Can you tell from the totally blank look on my face?
Okay, what were her hits, Michael?
The first three singles she that made number one was Love Me Like You Mean It, Dibs, and Peter Pan.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, no, now they're, yeah, but it's, she seems to be doing well. She was inducted by, like I said, she was inducted by Carrie Underwood. I think that came as a surprise. That was kind of a surprise. Hey, guess who's getting you in?
That's awesome.
So. And there's your secret phrase. Guess who's getting you in?
There you go.
Guess who's getting you in? Guess who's getting you in? That is your secret phrase for this week. 5 bonus points right off the top. Guess who's getting you in? Cool. Michael, that's super interesting. So this is the youngest person ever.
Youngest person ever to be inducted to the Grand Ole Opry.
At 25. You would think that there would be younger people inducted.
Yeah, that Walmart yodeling kid's already got a Grammy.
Right.
That's not true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's like I don't know. He yodeled and it went viral.
You're doing country and viral videos. That's just not me.
It's both music related, okay. I think. I don't know.
I'm also not the music person in my trivia group.
Where is Carson when you need him? Yeah. We got to ask him.
We'll ask Carson next time we see him.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, you got a segue?
Speaking of young women.
One last thing just really quick. Okay. Jan Howard, currently the oldest at age 90.
Okay. Oh, age 90. Okay, wow. I would not have guessed 90. That would have been a very good fact as well. Who's the oldest member of the Grand Ole Opry?
I felt like there was a better chance, especially when I'm getting into country music with this crowd, go the easier route is always how I kind of feel.
Sure.
Fair.
I mean, you could have said how old is the youngest or how old is the oldest. Then that would have given me a shot with a, you know.
Yeah, but I try really hard not to give you a shot when I can avoid it, too.
That's reasonable.
That's fair, Michael. Okay, so
speaking of young women, Barbie.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. We have asked, I'm sure, many times at many a trivia night, what is Barbie's real name? What's her whole name?
Millicent.
We have asked that, yes.
It's Millicent, right?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Yes, okay.
Is her name. Where is she from? Which U.S. state does Barbie hail from?
Oh, it's got to be like Middle America.
I think that I know this because it's happening. I think that this is somewhere in the back reaches of my brain as... something that's come up in a trivia conversation. So I'm going to let Michael figure this out. And I'm going to guess. I may be wrong, but this, I got to go with my gut on it.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, where do you think Barbie should be from?
I'd assume somewhere like Middle America. Like just kind of that throw dart at the middle kind of stuff. If
hometown apple pie?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not thinking Malibu Barbie? You don't think California? I would assume you would have guessed California.
Here's the thing. Because there was Malibu Barbie as a special edition, I would assume original Barbie wasn't from there.
Okay.
Because there wouldn't be the need for Malibu Barbie.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a Hasbro tour, right? No, it's Mattel, right?
It's Mattel, yes.
Mattel.
Where's Mattel based? You're going to start there?
She is from the fictional town of Willows, is the name of the town that she's from, but it's in a real U.S. state.
Okay. I'm going to say, like, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I have nothing behind that.
You're just throwing something in the middle of the map and you went high.
Willows, Wisconsin.
The dart went high and you like alliteration.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's exactly where I'm going with
it. I think that it is Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin. Hey. That is correct. Michael, you nailed it on a random guess.
Yeah,
I guess it wasn't random. It's 1 in 50.
I had a 1 in 50. Well, 1 in 49 because I did eliminate California.
That is true.
Which I'm very upset because I actually knew an answer to one and you kind of stole the thunder there.
I had a little help, if I'm honest.
Right. So looking through all of like these Barbie facts that, you know, I go down the rabbit hole on when you start looking for this information and confirm it and everything, they sold 350,000 dolls in their first year.
Whoa.
At $3 a piece.
Okay. That's not as high as I would think.
And that was in 1959. So $350,000 in 1959 seems like a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's just, it's all these like amazing, weird facts.
What else you got? I would love to hear more Barbie facts.
The furniture actually came first before Barbie. They were making the furniture starting in 1947.
With no dolls?
With no dolls.
Just imaginary furniture
to play
with?
Imaginary furniture, yeah. So, and it was named after the creator's daughter, Barbara.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is the coolest, that was one of the coolest things that you could have named after you, I think.
Right. The doll itself is 11 and a half inches tall, the original doll, which is much, much taller, I think, than the existing ones. I don't know. My daughter's only two, and I haven't bought her any Barbies yet.
Yeah, the shoes are a choking hazard, so you got to be careful.
Yeah. So, you want to take a guess at Barbie's measurements?
Well, oh, like her...
The original Barbies.
Okay, yeah, the original
like
Barbies.
36, yeah. 24, 36. Right. Only if she's five. No, just kidding.
Only she's 11 and a half inches.
So, any guesses?
I'm really not sure. I feel like it's going to be something unreasonable only because I saw a commercial for a Hulu documentary where they had to like restyle Barbie based to make her a little bit more
realistic.
There's the current version of Barbie, like within the last 2 years or something, they have like four different body types.
Right. Hmm.
So what unit of measure are you asking?
36, 24, 36. That unit, inches.
I'll stick to 36, 24, 36 because I like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I think that's funny. I think that's a funny song and a funny guess. And also, I don't want to do the math to really figure out anything else.
I don't know. I'm going to just throw another dart out here because it seems to be working for me today. I'm going to say 38, 20, 34.
That's actually super close.
Okay.
She is the incredibly reasonable 38, 18, 33.
That is so reasonable.
Right? An 18-inch waist is normal for women with a 38-inch bust.
I would have loved to be the original design room for creating Barbie.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I don't feel like there was any wrong answers.
Okay.
Right. Like, if that's what they landed on, you're absolutely right.
Right. Like, it's you. Like, come on, man. You know what we're looking for here. You know.
We want to design a doll. How about giving her an 18-inch waist? Okay.
Sounds good. But I like, they have a lot of really cool, like, there's astronaut Barbie, there's beekeeping Barbie. Like, any type of Barbie that you want, it exists.
Right.
And I'm glad that I had Barbies, but I don't collect them because otherwise I would have no money.
Barbie has 10 horses and a unicorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that about Barbie.
We just ruined some parent's day because his daughter only has 8 horses. It's just like, ugh.
I love the unicorn idea. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to go into my fact unless you have any more bonus Barbie facts.
No, that's all I got.
Okay, so speaking of money, okay. Barbie and Mattel make a lot of money.
That is correct.
Because they sell things.
Yes.
Who is the world's biggest retailer? Online
Amazon.
Retailer.
Amazon, yeah.
Amazon, yes. So
thank you, guys. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. Yeah.
Yes, that is my interesting fact. Yeah. Who makes the most money in the world? That's obviously Jeff Bezos. He's very, very,
right.
very wealthy. His estimated net worth right now is?
About half of what it was about a month ago.
Yeah. So this will be out of date in like 4 days. But it's over $135 billion, which is a lot of money.
It is.
I'll tell you what. I want that much money where my net worth gets cut in half and I'm still worth $135 billion.
Still the wealthiest person
exactly.
on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now he's like 1.5 times the next richest person, which is, you know, Bill Gates.
It is Bill Gates. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Bill Gates dropped off from all the charity work or not yet.
So Bill Gates has given away more money than he is currently worth. So
that I did know.
Yeah. If he's worth like $80 billion, he's given away like $90 billion.
Yeah, so which is a lot of money.
Had he held on to everything, he'd be worth $200 billion or
right.
something. Something just an insurmountable number.
Yeah. So I would like to know how much approximately, because again, this is changing because they're just printing money. But how much money do they make per minute or even per second?
Amazon or Jeff Bezos?
Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
Okay, Amazon.
No, sorry. Jeff Bezos specifically.
Jeff Bezos.
Which, I mean, it's obviously tied into Amazon, but
of course.
It's Jeff Bezos specifically. So, I mean, there's it's going to be hard. I'm sure, Nick, you could figure out some way to do this math. But, and this is according to money.com.
Okay.
With the most recent numbers that I could find. So these are based on 2018 filings.
So $135 billion net worth.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Divided by 365 days a year.
Well, it's assuming he made his net worth in one year, though.
Well, I'm assuming that he currently is outproducing what he has produced in the past.
Okay,
which
that's
is, I think is a fair assumption.
Right. So he's probably in that, like, in between, sort of, like, if you take the low end and the high end and put it in the middle, then that'll get you to his net worth in about a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Maybe I'm way off.
Who knows?
But I have a plan.
You got to factor in that dollar a month that Washington Post subscribers online get.
No, this is true. So, Michael, mm-hmm. if you don't like my plan, what's yours?
Oh, I don't. I've been throwing darts, and that seems to be working just fine for me right now.
Okay. Yeah. So, what do you got?
So, would you like to do per second or per minute? I got both.
I think it's going to be less math for me to do per minute.
All right. So, I will give you a range.
I will be generous
to give you a range of within $10,000 either okay. way. Within $10,000,
well,
how much are they making per minute?
That
per
ups minute. My estimate significantly.
Okay. So, what do you got?
Well, I was going to say like $1,000 a minute, but clearly that's going to be wrong.
Oh, she could be trying to throw you.
She could be.
I'm going to say $25,685 a minute.
You're going to just say $25,000? Okay, that's fair.
$26,000. No, I'm going to say about $50,000 a minute.
Okay, both of you are very wrong.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you would like to resubmit a new guess, I will allow it.
Okay.
So $250,000 a minute. I'm going to say $250,000 per minute.
Yeah, so $135 billion divided by 365, divided
sure.
by 24, divided by 60 is $256,000 a second in order to create his net worth in a year.
Okay.
So if we're saying that, you know, by a factor of 60, yeah, about $256,000 would be where it would be.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think Michael's right, but in the it's $10,000. We usually do about 10 or 20% of the total is where we get the answer from. So I'm going to say $80,000 a minute.
You both are closer than you were originally,
uh-huh.
but it's about $191,000 a minute.
Wow.
That'll work.
And this is like an outdated article. This is from last year. So that number has only gone up.
Up
but it's,
from there.
You know, roughly $200,000-ish.
So $200,000 a minute
mm-hmm.
is how much Jeff Bezos brings in?
Yeah. According to Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Bezos' net worth was, you know, X. And it rose $33 billion since January, blah, 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 blah. He made $275 million a day. Divide that by 24 hours a day to get the $11.5 million per hour, $191,000 per minute, or $3,182 per second.
So he literally, there used to be an old adage about Bill Gates that if he saw a $100 bill on the floor, he shouldn't stop to pick it up because mm-hmm. it would cost him money. It'd be more
right.
expensive for him to stop for the 2 seconds to pick it up than it mm-hmm. would be to just keep going with his day.
Yeah.
The Bezos beats that by a significant factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's super interesting too, the median salary of Amazon, different sources have it different exact numbers, but they
sure.
say it's around $28,000 is the median amount for the employees. So Bezos pockets every salary 8.93 seconds. It takes him to earn the
as
median
much as
salary.
The rest
the median
of the
salary.
Person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he every 8.93 seconds he's making the median salary of one of Amazon's employees.
Okay.
Which is absolutely insane.
And that includes like the other people. That's not just like the production floor workers. That includes the mm-hmm. executive vice president who's
right.
making, you know, 50 million
programmers mm-hmm. for the website.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy. So now my follow-up question, which
uh-huh.
I think is almost even more interesting.
Okay.
Almost even more interesting. That's a fun word, phrase, thing. Okay. What is his base salary? So most of Bezos' net worth is within the stocks, right?
Sure.
He owns 15 to 20%-ish of Amazon stocks, and that's just billions and billions and billions of dollars in net worth. 16% stake in Amazon he owns, 16% specifically.
Is that before or after the divorce? I don't remember how much of Amazon
this
he's given
before
up.
This is all before because she said it was from a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This article was December of 2018.
Okay.
So 16% stake in Amazon he owns, but what is his base salary at Amazon?
I feel like his base salary is going to be like $1.
What is it?
I'm gonna say $1. Like, this isn't a Price is Right tactic thing. I think this is just, it's all in bonuses and all that stuff.
That was legitimately what I was gonna say. That his actual salary is $1 a year. That's how much he gets paid. But then his actual compensation is $4.4 billion or whatever it was that you said that he brings in per year. So he doesn't need a real salary. So he gets $1. So I'm going to say he's slightly better paid as the CEO of his company than I am as the CEO of mine.
Okay. So he actually does have a base salary.
Okay.
$81,840 was his base salary in 2018. So $81,840 was his base salary. And then security benefits and all of those other compensation was about $1.6 million.
Okay.
And so then the 16% stake in Amazon is worth $130-ish billion, which probably by the time the podcast airs is $180 whatever. Who knows how much it's grown in the week since we recorded this.
Depending on when you're listening to this, and we have Jeff Bezos as president.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this is about $28 an hour is what his salary is.
Mm-hmm.
Just over $28 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of you out there who are making more than $28 an hour, just remember, you're doing better than Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. And I think that is a very good note to end on. We're feeling positive about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all doing better than Jeff Bezos.
Just ignore all of the $1.6 extra million dollars in compensations and the $1 billion
and the
in stocks.
Billion,
ignore
it. Yeah.
You can say if you make more than $28 an hour that you make more than Jeff Bezos.
Yep. Exactly. So. Is it Bezos or Bezos?
I don't know.
Okay.
Should I know?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bezos.
I thought it was Bezos.
Well, this is why we need host pronunciation guides, because I cannot pronounce anything, and that is a well-established fact.
Right. All right. So if you're listening out there and you know, go ahead and comment on wherever we comment.
Again, there's a reason we call it the We Don't Know Either podcast.
Exactly.
Should I have looked up the pronunciation before I did this fact? Absolutely. Was I feeling confident that no one would call me out on it? Also, absolutely.
And yet I get smacked around for not knowing how many members are in the Grand Ole Opry. Right.
That's one that you should have assumed we would have asked.
Honestly, that's what I thought was funny, was as soon as you realized he hadn't done all of the research, you hit him with follow-up after follow-up. After you must have asked 4 or 5 follow-ups in the next 60 seconds.
I'm like a lioness on the African safari. If I see a wounded animal, I'm going for it. You know, no.
And if there is a wounded animal, it is me.
Oh, well, Michael, you've been fun.
Yep.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.